Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein. And please stay with us for an important announcement at the end of the program.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. I just am so glad you're my neighbor. So many of you are old friends of long time standing, and some are new friends, and some are relatives. It's nice to have everybody on the team. It's encouraging to this old preacher. Not in it alone. Pardon me. I recently got to attend a family gathering with the Losing Knot family. They were historical people. If you're out around Scappoose or Sophie's Island and know anything about the background, why the Losing Knot settled over there and the Kleins. Old great-grandpa Jake was the first white man to have deeded land on Sophie's Island, and my grandpa Jake was born there, the baby out of 11 kids. So there's Klein scattered all over Oregon, and they intermarried with the Logies and the Balls and the Losing Knots, and I don't know who all. I married a little girl from over in Montana. And while I'm illiterate, computer illiterate, my little ranch gal, and she went to college too, that's where we met. But anyway, she got into this computer business, and since she's kind of incapacitated with arthritis and all, and the old chairs got her, she keeps herself busy with that computer. And she's got into genealogies. And she knows more about the Klein tribe than I do. And she has to laugh. She sits in the family group and hears the family members all tell their history. And then she pulls out a sheet that came from the courthouse, the census of that year. And it's unbelievable the stuff that's still on record of pioneer families. I'll tell you. It shows there that who Jake Klein was and all the others and who they married. And then to get together in a family reunion. And some of the talk, my sister Donna Ray has gotten into the computers now too. She's just 2 years younger than I am. So she's kind of, her husband's gone on to heaven and she's just occupying her time, being a blessing and doing what she can. And so she and my wife do quite a little bit of visiting, and they have to smile at some of the things we hear at these family gatherings. But it was a real joy to be with the Losing Knots and the Balls, and learned there that there was other Kleins that were preachers in the state of Oregon. And some of them... their mother was come out of the Klein side, so their dad's name wasn't Klein, but there's preachers. And it's kind of interesting to me. You know, I always thought the Catholics, they came first, and the Presbyterians, and so forth, but that wasn't the truth. I found out that you study history, It was the old Methodist Episcopal Church that was predominant in the settling up of the Oregon country. And it was such a joy to meet Brother Aaron Auer and his organization. He calls it ROAR, R-O-A-R, Reviving Oregon's Amazing Roots. And he's gone on into this business and can tell you the history of it and about where they went, and I've been privileged to be their speaker at their annual meeting several times, and he's gotten interested in Indians, and he's gotten into the Indian work and his colleagues, and we're praising God and praying God bless him, and we've been all the help we can to them. It's wonderful to be part of a family. But when it comes down to our soul salvation, neighbor, family name don't get you very far, because all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every way one into his own way. And the things that count, that are precious, are the spiritual bonds and ties. And I'm delighted to find that among a lot of my kinfolk. And I'm glad for the support that's coming in because of going to that family reunion. And if you're out there, client, and I need your help. And I'm just an old man. I won't be around long. But there's my daughter, Debbie. And she is carrying the name of Klein. And my grandson, her boy, Jesse, he's taken the name of Klein because of some sad things in his background and all. But he knows who his Lord is, and he knows who his grandpa is, because his old grandpa had a big hand in raising him. Got to shoot his first gun and steer his first car and drive his first car and do a lot of things, climb his first ladder up on the roof with Grandpa. And what a blessing that man has been. He's my boy. And I get into that old Dodge, and it was his inspiration and his insistence that I couldn't rattle around the reservations in that old worn-out Ford, that he put the spurs to me, and he got in on it and put his name on the line, and we borrowed money, and he got it, and now it's all in the name of First Nation Ministries. And First Nation Ministries got some debts to pay, because somebody's got to reimburse some of the money that was spent for equipment. But God's taking care of that. And I've been praising God, and I look at my calendar and realize how old I am. And I realize, hey, any day now. And I wondered about it, and I said, Lord, I'd like to get all the debts that's got my name on it. I'd like to have them settled. And I'll tell you, it's just been remarkable what God's doing. He's starting to work on it, and I don't see the way. But yesterday, I had a balance of $1,500 on an obligation of a precious brother. And I'll tell you, that man's the man that put these wonderful hearing aids. Brother Rod Coe over there in Vancouver, Washington. And what a wonderful set of hearing aids I have. I'll tell you, I'm sitting here today. We got it all finalized yesterday. And these are sophisticated. There's five different positions. If you're just an ordinary conversation, like an ordinary person, or if you're talking on a cell phone, which is very difficult for hard of hearing people, but you press that next button and it sets you all up for that. And it comes right into your hearing aids, and you can hear it. And I've never enjoyed such clearness there since my hearing's gone bad. Then if it's a line phone, a regular phone, you punch number 3. And if it's a noisy environment, you punch number 4. And if you're watching TV or listening to a musical concert, you press number 5. And I'll tell you, it works. And I tell you, if you want some good hearing aids, that's a good man to see. And I thank God for him. You know what? That brother, he just dismissed it. And that wiped another $1,500 off. Yes, that still owed. And God bless him. And we're working now on we've had to get some legal help and a forensic auditor, and that's expensive, and they have to live, and they've got their business, and they were professional people, but we're so thankful for the service they rendered, and we believe that God's going to help us to wipe those out. And neighbor, I want to tell you something. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. And that's the way it is. So neighbor, let's praise God for it, and let's thank God, and let's ask God what we should do. Oh God, as we pray now, there's some new people listening probably today, and there are those that have listened many years, and help us all to ask ourselves the question, what have we ever done that an Indian might make heaven his home? And help us, Lord, all together to get out to these reservations and help our churches, bless the supplies, the gifts, the furniture, the appliances, and the money to operate. And Lord, for all you do, we'll give thee the praise. For Lord, without thy help, we'd be out of business overnight. But you lead us on, and we'll give thee the glory. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein. Hi, this is Roger Smith. I have the privilege of putting together this wonderful First Nation program so you can hear it every day wherever you may be listening. It's really important for you to know that right now our ministry is going through an extremely critical time as financial donations have been quite low and radio bills are accumulating. Without sounding dramatic and simply giving you the facts, we are dangerously close to losing our radio airtime unless those bills are paid. Many of you have been generous over the years because you believe in the work this ministry does for the Native American, and we really appreciate your help. We're calling on you once again to stand by us and keep First Nation on the air so we can continue to serve our dear brothers and sisters in the Lord. Please listen to the closing message with our contact information, and thank you for your contribution to First Nation Ministries.
I love to tell the story.
Please write for the First Nation Ministries newsletter and help us continue to reach the Indian tribes with the message of Jesus Christ through your prayers and financial gifts. Write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can also call us at 503-408-2391. That's 503-408-2391. Or visit our website, firstnationministries.org.